Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. And welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Ever feel like your family's a little overly attached? Like they call you at 8 a.m. on a Saturday just to ask what you're having for breakfast? We've all been there. Setting boundaries with family can be tricky, right? They're the people we love, who know us inside and out. But sometimes, that knowing turns into a little too much knowing, if you catch my drift. That's why today, we're diving deep into how to set those healthy boundaries with your dearest relatives. Because let's be real, protecting your peace is just as important as protecting the people you love. So, buckle up. We've got 5 key takeaways that are gonna change the game when it comes to family dynamics. First things first, know what you need. You gotta figure out what makes you feel drained, stressed, or disrespected. It could be anything, constant calls, unsolicited advice, feeling pressured to attend every family function, or even just someone who always borrows your stuff and never returns it. Once you know your triggers, you can start building those boundaries. Communication is key, folks. It's time to ditch the passive-aggressive sighs and unspoken resentments. Have a clear, honest conversation with your family member about what's working and what's not. Remember, I statements are your best friend. Instead of saying, "You always call me too early," try something like, "I feel overwhelmed when I get calls before noon on weekends." It's all about expressing your feelings without attacking anyone. Be firm but kind. This is where the magic happens. You're setting boundaries to protect yourself, not to punish your family. So be assertive but compassionate. Let them know you love them and value your relationship, but you also need space and respect. Think of it like a cozy sweater, warm and comforting, but with defined edges that keep everything in place. Enforce those boundaries. This is the tough part, I get it. But consistency is key. If someone crosses a line, gently remind them. Remember, we talked about me needing some quiet time on Sundays. Or, I appreciate you offering to help, but I've got this one covered. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, your family will adjust. And finally, remember to prioritize yourself. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. You deserve to have healthy relationships that nurture your well-being, not drain you. So go ahead, set those boundaries, protect your peace, and rock that amazing life you deserve. You know that feeling when your aunt keeps asking about your love life, even though you've politely mentioned multiple times that you're focused on other things right now? That's a classic example of crossing a boundary. Maybe she doesn't mean any harm, but it can be frustrating and disrespectful all the same. Picture this. Sarah is at her family dinner, and as usual, her mom starts quizzing her about her career choices, suggesting she switch to something more stable. Sarah has explained several times that she's happy with her path, but her mom just won't let it go. This time, Sarah decides to take a stand. She calmly says, "Mom, I appreciate your concern, but this is my life and my decision. I'm happy with the direction I'm going." If her mom persists, she might even say, "I need you to respect my choices, even if you don't agree with them." So, there you have it. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for respectful, loving relationships. It takes courage, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel lighter, calmer, and more in control of your life. Ready to start setting those boundaries? Take a moment to reflect on what truly matters to you. What areas of your life need a little more me time? Who needs a gentle reminder about respecting your space? Share this episode with someone who could use a little boundary setting inspiration. And don't forget to leave us a review and tell us about your own experiences in the comments. We're building a community here, folks, so let's support each other on this journey to healthy relationships and happy lives. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.